to narratives. Penelope Janu's novel is a non-stop adventure action set on the high seas as two strong-willed environmentalists are thrown together.
He vanishes in the sea spray of the stormy Southern Ocean, and then he reappears. He's hanging from the cargo net on the port side of the watch. I'm on the bridge, 10 metres above him. When he lifts his hood, our gazes lock. I'm stiff with fear and sick with nausea, and I don't want to leave my ship. But there's something in the intensity of his stare that tells me he'll come up and get me if I don't go down. He gestures over his shoulder and I see an inflatable boat, battling to stay upright in the waves and gale force winds. I climb through the railing and feel for the net. It swings back and forth as I climb, airborne one minute, whacking against the ship's side the next. I'm exhausted and trembling, numb with cold, but finally I reach the second last rung. I link my boot through it and steady myself. The man is hanging next to me. His dry suit outlines the shape of his body. He's tall and lean, athletically built. His hood is back in place, so I can't see his face, but I'm sure that he can see mine, the whiteness of my lips, the terror in my eyes. He unclips a harness attached to a belt on his hip and reaches for me. No, I push his hand away. If we fall, I'll take you down with me. He extends his hand again. I shove it away. No, I can't swim. There's a moment's hesitation. Jesus, he says. He moves behind me and presses his body hard up against mine, so his front is against my back. One of his arms wraps around my chest in an immovable grip, and the other one grasps my waist. I'm pinned to the net between him and the ship. Out of the corner of my eye, I see the inflatable, closer to the ship than it was before. There's someone on board, operating the console in the middle of the boat. The watch shudders on the crest of another wave, and then she heels to one side. I scream when the net suspends us over the ocean, but the sound is lost on the wind. A chunk of ice, white and luminous, drifts below us on the swell. Then the inflatable reappears, impossibly small in the angry grey sea. The man releases his hold on my body. Let go, he yells. Now! He throws me into the storm. Silence. I think I black out, and then I crash, legs and arms failing, into the inflatable. The cacophony of sound returns, the thunderous winds and waves, the creaks and groans of the ship, my gasps as I suck in mouthfuls of air. Someone grabs my jacket and wrenches me onto my side. It's a woman. She pulls back the hood of her jacket and leans over me. She's young. Her voice is low-pitched. Harriet, you okay? I'm retching, but nothing's coming up. Migraine lights flash in front of my eyes. My lips move, but no words come out. Harry, she says, you with me or not? My head jerks, and I nod. Right then, better go back for the commander. I drag myself on my hands and knees to the row of seats on one side of the boat. Then I pull myself into one, grasping rubber handholds to keep myself upright. My shoulder hurts, so does my knee. I can't look at the ocean or I retch again. My head feels like it's going to explode, but I can't lose consciousness now. So I swallow down my panic and focus on the woman. She's back at the console. The insignia of the Royal Australian Navy is embossed on the front of her jacket. She raises a hand as if to warn me, and then she spins the boat around. I follow the line of her finger when she points. We're about 20 metres away from the watch. She's creaking as she lolls awkwardly and drunkenly in the water. The cargo net is still hanging from her side, but there's no sign of the man. I was wrong when I thought my anxiety had peaked. I'm shaking with guilt and fear and dread. The woman manoeuvres the inflatable between two waves. We're so close to the watch that the ship blocks out the sky. There's a lull in the wind. The woman's words are clear. Lost his grip when he chucked you, she says. Guess we'd better go fish. She gives a long, shrill whistle when she sees him. I turn in my seat and follow her gaze. The man is a sleek black shadow in the ocean, and then he disappears in the churning waves and whitewash. When we see him again, he's on the top of a wave. The inflatable is rising on the swell. He dives out of the ocean and twists in the air. Then he lands on his feet on the floor of the inflatable. He gets his balance, turns to the woman and nods. She salutes him and laughs. As we plunge down the face of another wave, she grasps the wheel with both hands. He pivots and crashes onto the seat next to me. His arm and leg are pressed up against mine, so I'm pinned between him and the bow. He's wearing a balaclava under his hood. It covers his hair and the bottom half of his face. I think he's older than me, but not by much. 30? Early 30s? All I can see clearly are his eyes. They're angry eyes, narrowed and gunmetal grey. They share the colours of the ocean, black troughs and white caps that seethe around the boat.
You've been listening to Penelope Janu reading from her novel, In at the Deep End. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.